heading to the Caridian Newsline, where I'm joined once again by ABC's Alex Stone in Boulder with the very latest on this ongoing investigation following that shooting Monday afternoon. And Alex, what's going on right now?
Well, Andrew, good morning. Yeah, today we're learning more about the alleged shooter, 21 years old, born in Syria, moved to Colorado when he was 3 years old, growing up in Arvada, Ahmed Elisa. And his goal appears to have been to kill his victims, not to injure them, but to kill them. Witnesses have told police that Elisa's first victim was an elderly man who he shot. Then he went over to the man with him down on the ground, stood over him, and shot him multiple more times, making sure he was dead. And police in Arvada saying that they had a few run-ins with Elisa before this, but nothing that would have been a precursor that would have given them warning signs of this. One was a fight at Arvada West High School when he was in high school. Another was a criminal mischief call in 2018 that was later dropped. Speeding ticket a couple of weeks ago, but he allegedly bought the Ruger AR rifle last week. His family telling police that he had seemed more withdrawn and socially pulling back and paranoid in recent weeks, and they saw him earlier this week playing with what they thought was a machine gun, was probably the AR, but they called it a machine gun, and they didn't think much about it at the time. Now these signs that appear to have been warning signs that may have been missed leading up to this shooting, they saw him playing with the gun that he had bought, but they didn't think much about it.
And of course, this is the ongoing investigation, and we're still not really hearing much as far as his potential motive. I know he spoke a little bit with police, but they're not announcing much of what he said other than he requested to speak to his mom more often.
Yeah, well, and that was the very first thing that he asked for when they arrested him. He didn't want to say anything except he wanted his mom. He had allegedly just killed 10 people, and his mother is who he wanted. The focus seems to be moving in on mental health at this point based on what his family's saying. And you know, a lot of people say, well, he was born in Syria. They got to go down that road. And the FBI and Boulder police say they have. There's no sign that he was radicalized or ideology or religion. That he had made some postings that may show that he had had some views of on religion and whatnot and feeling ostracized. But at this point, based on the direction that they're learning about his mental health, seems like it may be going down that road. But it's still very, very early, and they don't know.
And of course, you know, this always brings up more calls for legislation dealing with firearm purchases. But this was purchased legally last week, so there's really not much. He didn't have a felony background. The only thing that really could have maybe prevented it was Colorado's red flag law, but that goes back to the family speaking up and reaching out to their local law enforcement in Aurora to try and make that flag and see if there was any protection that they could have asked the courts to do to protect not only, you know, the public, but him as well.
You're right. There's a lot of debate now about what needs to go on. Of course, it brings up the gun control debate and other debates about mental health and then flagging on mental health. But he bought it legally. There was nothing on his record that would have showed a mental issue because police hadn't dealt with him and then family had not reported him at all. I mean, you know, the only thing some are saying is something like California's laws, which make it illegal to buy these types of weapons. But that's something that would have to be debated in Colorado, and it would be fierce debate. We know that Boulder's assault weapons ban was knocked down by a court this week. That likely wouldn't have played any role. You could buy the weapon anywhere else in the state, and he lived in Arvada, not in the city of Boulder. So, you know, a lot of that probably would not have impacted it. This is a debate that Coloradans, you know, U.S. Coloradans are going to have now moving forward of does something change at this point? But that debate already beginning, talk of legislation in Washington, legislation at the state level, all of that is now beginning.
Exactly. And Alex, you know, we spoke yesterday morning very fresh as you were describing the scene, spoke with some of our KRDO crews also up there with you joining it. What's the feeling like this morning as we continue to have a couple more days on the calendar move past?
Well, yeah, it's quiet here on scene right now. The big chunky snowflakes coming down, covering the victims' cars that are frozen in time here in the parking lot. Everything is frozen. The evidence response team from the FBI just pulled in a couple of minutes ago to continue their work, but it is a very quiet, somber location right now. They've got a lot of work they've got to do, and that's going to take probably another 4 or 5 days as they're inside documenting everything. Meantime, the chain-linked fence that has gone up around the King Supers in place of crime scene tape. That's now covered with flowers and mementos and letters. A very emotional sight here.
All right, ABC's Alex Stone, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this again for the next days and weeks as we continue to unpack exactly what happened Monday afternoon just north of us here in Boulder.
You got it. Thanks, Andrew.